Asian salads, especially Vietnamese noodle salads, are cool and fragrant, and frankly, they're sexy. I mean, there's slippery noodles, the crunch of fresh vegetables, warmed pieces of grilled bits, finished with fragrant herbs. I mean, this is irresistible. Andrea Nguyen is the master of all things Asian. She's author of Into the Vietnamese Kitchen. Andrea, good to have you back with us.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
Andrea, I want to talk to you about Vietnamese salads. Can you give us the basics?
Sure, Lynn. You know, this time of the year is a great time to make these cool noodle salads. And the operative word here is cool noodle. And the noodle is a little rice noodle called bún. It's spelled like bun, B-U-N, but we pronounce it bún, like B-O-O-N. And they're these little round rice vermicelli noodles. And what you do is you boil them up in water, like a regular pasta, for, I don't know, maybe 3 to 5 minutes until they're chewy tender, and then, you know, drain them, flush them with water, and let them sit there and cool. And what they do is they're going to get a little sticky and firm up, and then you can let them sit there like for hours while you're getting ready everything else. And you can put whatever you want on them. We make a salad, a mixture of lettuce and different kinds of herbs. Vary it. Cilantro, mint, you know, whatever kinds of herbs that you've got grown in your garden, just slice them up, you know, and mix sort of like a mixture of chopped greens and herbs. And then that's the foundation. Got a little cucumber? Throw it in there. A little carrot or daikon? Throw it in there too. Then you put your noodles on top. Then this is where the fun part is, the protein aspect. If you have leftover grilled food, cut up into little slices. You know, lamb is great, pork, beef. Grill a little shrimp, put it on there. Chicken, fabulous. And then if you want a little chopped, roasted, unsalted peanuts. And the sauce for the dressing is the ubiquitous Vietnamese nước chấm, which is the fish sauce and lime juice and sugar, a little chili. And you put that on the side. What I like to do is actually set it all up and then let people go at it and make their own bowl. So, you know, you can craft this out of even a stir fry if you'd like, a leftover stir fry, and put it on top. My family ate this for Sunday morning breakfast. You know, we skipped the donuts in the church hall afterwards, and we'd go home and make these kinds of salads, and they're perfect for summer.
Do you ever soak your noodles? Because I've used the technique where you just pour hot water, very hot water, over the noodles and let them soak. Am I violating a rule by doing that?
Well, I think that one of the things that I've come across when people think about these noodles is that they sometimes use super fine rice noodles that are almost like hair-like. And that is the type of noodle where you can just boil water over. What you sometimes also come across is people using cellophane or glass noodles instead of the rice noodle.
Oh, yeah. Those are the ones that are clear. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And technically, you only use them in certain rice paper rolls, but it's the white rice noodle that you use. And you can't just pour hot water over them. Sorry, Lynn. You got to boil them.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Check that one. Now, the other question is, after you've boiled these noodles and you've rinsed them, do you have to rinse them under water or do you just drain them off?
You want to flush them with a lot of cold water because there's residual starch. That'll get the noodles to clump together in the colander. One of the things that I learned from my mother that I still do today is I have the colander in the sink and I put an inverted rice bowl or a glass or something in the center, in the bottom of the colander. You pour your noodles in and that way the noodles kind of form around the bowl or the glass and they don't clump, you know, way at the bottom of the colander and they separate a lot easier.
Interesting. So anything can really go into this salad, but the layering is generally the greens go on the bottom of the bowl, then the noodles go on, then whatever the proteins might be, and then more some herbs on top of that and nuts. Is that the basic kind of formation of it? And that's it.
Yeah. You know, and if you wanted to have some fun, you could put some rice papers out and they can like roll them up and have a roll your own bar.
That sounds fabulous. Hey, Andrea, thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Andrea Nguyen is the author of Into the Vietnamese Kitchen and the app The Asian Market Shopper. You can find her recipe for rice noodle bowl on the website, splendidtable.org.